Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, guns in the back, and I would.
Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clip. Face and get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, it is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us, close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I'll never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Cielo putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I Chuck Nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My Cielo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit you're plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard I'm knocking out your toothin', a teethin'. Believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's sure, lyrical murderer. Bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Being a woman, a black woman at that, in this white man's world, Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our six wounds, we knowing the pain we can cause.
It's white man's world.
It's white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all, this.
But it's white man's world.
It's all, yeah. Of all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, our mission. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews, bitchin'. They say don't let this cruel world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Rip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls for sirens. Inside this cage where they captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls. Born black, in this white man's world.
And all I heard was,
to my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I passed the casket, gently ask him, is it heaven for Jesus? My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing. Shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying, church at late night to my bedroom door? Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. It's still tucking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but while we act like we don't love ourselves. So look around, but suck, check yourself. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. We still struggling, and it's white man's world.
White man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood.
Direction, and I'm thinking for now. My time away just made perfection. Cause I think I die, not going wild. Why should I care? Like we holding on to lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I've changed if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Lil Gotcha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for the cold world to take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, stay with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, but when we make it to a better time in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. For a few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
Never that.
And it's white man's world. They can't stop us. We've been here all this time. They took us out. They can never take us out.
All the real OGs, we out.
The seal and the Constitution
reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.
Y'all know who the shit be. OG with two puffs that look like Nicki. There ain't many, if it or any, that can keep it cracking like me. The yak and Henny, flat and plenty with Mac and Simmy. You can't see me never blind, motherfucker Benny. I'ma cut above the rest, you be that squeamish type. That tower in Italy, when I'll leave them leaning like I got monumental potential on the instrumental. When I flip through the dental, it's sold up. Needle in the thimble, weaving Kim Kimbo into the dragon that spray that flame that's been rekindled. Hotter than the chemical burn, I'm blaze, go against rage. You better get them a urn. I don't give a fuck if you're white, black, or mulatto. Asian, American, Native, or Mexicano. Mano y mano, you can step in some guano. Mess around, playboy, get found, drowned in the grotto. I come out cutting and scratching, my fight game's Dorado. My fight game is Roy, like when he destroyed Cotto. These dumbbells biting their thumbnails, but what one fails to realize is still I rise, still I be fly, still I'm a feast, I'm so from a giant, but you New Jacks in the land I come from. So, middle finger to my critics on the internet. Don't be upset, cause I'm a vet and I ain't finished yet. Never forget, I turn the booth into a casket. The questions that they asking is raise your basket. Yeah, I'm a dinosaur, I'm a tyrannosaur. Respect, I dare you to come test. Heavens won't be just chewing that bill. I put carnations on that mad cow and make a pet milk. You don't know this outcome. I said tomahawk, Geronimo, scalp them. X amount, L, Hodge, Malik, L, Shabazz, Malcolm, Lady of Rage. Get outdone by the one you can't outgun. Release the crack and I'm a beast when I'm rapping. Extraterrestrial, sapiosexual. Sexual. You think it's a game like basketball trunks? Well, I'ma skip the crossover and go straight for the dunk. I feel like Lisa, let's see, Lopez and Leslie. Now order for the injuries and put out my spark. I'm the flamethrower, lead him out the darkness. It's a world premiere like the birth of Christopher Martin. DJ, DJ, DJ Premier. DJ, DJ, DJ Premier. Premier.
Premier, Premier, Premier.
DJ, DJ, DJ Premier.
The Frenchman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the revolution.
Is all you wanted to pantry. Jeans in my blood, my mama wanted to hand me. This is just a verse that I dedicate to the chairman. Never heard nobody say nothing fake about the chairman. And I hear a lot of people saying freedom all, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he just a detainee, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to stall. Big nigga in every city of course. From the Hoover to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx. Gotta mention the chief, Malik what they call him. The homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin'. It's the secret society, all my niggas is real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins, that came from the city of the wind. Sometimes you gotta lose just to win. They said low and weak, but they ain't mention we was in. I mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the grand. Fuck my enemies, the police is tryna shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the rage took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn words. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American street. Yo. Never make it on the other side of that prison wall, a heavy statement. Count my blessings, never take take for granted. Instead I take advantage. Look out for your son, make sure I teach you paper manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing for you. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks. And then 1,000 more days, I'll probably see Reese. But then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dawg. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dawg. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. We get that coke coming fresh up off that boat, dawg. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. $50 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that show law.
I ain't never just tripped and pictured. I just looked at the whole situation. Cause once you look at it, you know, really do. They don't give a fuck about us.
I see no reason, so I think all the seasons is season. Why you stop thinking that they give
a fuck? Tell me why my world is in peace, my nigga, you're lying. Cause all of my niggas long gone, buried in the dirt just for trying. Sometimes I think my pocket's dying, and that is awful. To wake up to another day, shit ain't changed, that's awful. I wake up sweating, dreaming, coughing, seeing me upside down, backwards, head twisted while I'm laying in the coffin. The shit comes around so often, so tell me something before I take it out on the world and get the dumping. Nigga, I'll be sober if I ain't going through the struggle, and I'm doing the same thing you did at my age, and that's hustling on the edge of straight busting. But since you don't give a fuck, I'm just fronting. I'ma drink my Hennessy like it ain't nothing.
I can feel it in the air. looking for these better days.
Better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. I'm thinking about better days. Time to question our lifestyle, look how we live. Smoking weed like it ain't no thing. So even kids wanna try now, then lie down and get ran through. Nobody watches them clocking the evil man do. Days with the demons addicted to hearing victims screaming. Guess we was evil since birth, product of cursed semen. Cause even our birthdays is cursed days. A born thug in the first place, the worst way. I love to see the block in peace, with no more dealers and crooked cops. The only way to stop the beast, and only we can change. It's up to us to clean up the street, today ain't the same. Too many murders, too many funerals, and too many tears. Just seen another brother buried, plus I knew him for years. That's my family, but what can I say? Keep your head up and try to keep the faith, and pray for better days. Better days, better days. Hey, better days. I'm thinking about better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Thinking back as an adolescent, who would've guessed that in my future years I'd be stressing to stay the ghetto sick and corrupt. Plus my P.O. won't let me hang with the brothers I grew up with. Trying to keep my head up and stay strong. All my homies slanging yayo all day long. But they wrong, so I'm solo and so broke. Saving up for some Jordans, cause they dope. I got a girl and I love her, but she broke too. And so am I can't take her to the place she wanna go to. So we argue and play fight all day and night, making passionate love to the daylight. Plus we about to get evicted, can't pay the rent. Guess it's time to see who really is your friend. Tell me you pregnant and I'm amazed. So many blessings while we stressing, looking for the better day. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, better day. Thinking about better days. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, better day. Got me thinking about better days. Now me and you was real cool. Hell on them square fools. Since back in high school, we was true, me and you. Hardly part of them separated, we stayed faded. Affiliated with gangbangers and still made it. Up in the gym, mess with me, gotta mess with him. Still dressing like grown men when rolling. Out in the dark, smoking Newports, gaming marks. Got a place in my heart, homie, stay smart. Locked you up in the pen and gave you 3 to 10. I send you letters with naked flicks of old friends. Hoping you well, I know it's hell doing time in the cell. You need mail when you in jail. And me, I'm doing cool. Settled down, had a family, working in night school. Every once in a while I reminisce and wonder how we ever came to this. I miss the better day. Better day, better day. Hey, I'm thinking about better days. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, better day. Got me thinking about better days. Send this one out to all the homeboys down there, Clinton lockdown, Rikers Island, all them dudes I was locked up with. E-Block, F-Block, Lower H, NIC and Rikers Island, downstate, all the people I met along the way. Better days is coming, homeboys. Yeah.
Better days, looking for the better days. Hey.
Raymond, we live, y'all. We only on Facebook. I know y'all gonna be some bumping, bad reception. We out here. We are literally out in the land. We out here with the chickens and animals, everything, you know. So I know it's gonna be in and out. We're going straight to it and get a couple of PSAs out of the way. I know everything political, including how you, including holidays. You know what I'm saying? We intentionally going to be with the indigenous community tomorrow. Indigenous is the natives of this land. What many people incorrectly refer to as the Indians, you know, and with the native people, the indigenous community. who we recognize as their land. This is going to be us big, as a top flyer on the top right-hand corner. That's for these vet coming up tomorrow. And, this is over. That's good. Y'all, excuse me. I want to be rude. Okay, excuse me. Yeah. Nicole, we outside. We're like, outside in the cold. So y'all bear with me. I said we say cub with me. Cub. So that's tomorrow. And also, we'll be serving some food tomorrow at the Hampton House, 11 a.m. Again, this is still be very careful and strategic. Not, you know what I'm saying, not to politicize it too. To be very clear, you know what I'm saying, in regards to we're not celebrating, you know what I'm saying, the pilgrims coming through here, you know, raping and pillaging our fellow colonized people. But that's tomorrow, 11 o'clock a.m. That's the Black Panther Party Cubs, Justice Ronnie Mann, Justice Nicholas Lee, St. Hampton House. So we'll be there tomorrow. So, you know, so y'all got them websites. Have you to donate, support, do that. Hit that, you know, the donate button, sayinthehamptonhouse.org. Go to other respective Facebooks and contacts, you know, from Justice Nicholas Lee, Justice Ronnie Mann, their different respective campaigns. That's tomorrow again, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois, 60153. That's tomorrow. Also on the calendar, this Tuesday coming up, wow, this Tuesday coming up, we're going to celebrate Mother Comrade's birthday. Although her birthday is November 28th, Monday, we'll be celebrating the Tuesday on 113 South Racine. I know Pastor Dave is supposed to be calling in. We have an issue because there's so many Alicia Sims on Cash App. We want y'all sending the wrong Cash App. So y'all can come on through and send something, put it in her hand, 113 South Racine. That's the Love Foundation, the old bank right on the corner, 113 Racine. Like a parking, there's a lot of cars right there. 113 South Racine. And that's going down Tuesday, starting at 9 o'clock a.m. So, you know, so y'all come on through there. Whatever support y'all can, you know what I'm saying, drop through there for my Mother Comrade's birthday. Then also we could be looking at December 2nd, pre-IRD International Revolutionary Day. So I'm listening in Oakland, California. It's the Dr. Union Community Foundation in Oakland, downtown Oakland. That's December 2nd with CRC and Dr. Union Community Foundation, the Black Panther Party Cubs. Then December the 4th, IRD International Revolutionary Day. We're looking at being at 12 o'clock, high noon, right there in front of the site where the assassination occurred at. High noon, Clinch Fist Visual. Then head to DuSable Museum. DuSable Museum at 2 o'clock. We're going to show the movie, Judas and Black Messiah. We start at 2:30, but let's say 2 o'clock. That's on 56 and South King, College Grove, excuse me, College Grove. 5700 South College Grove. Then we're going to come back to Maywood. We're doing a community dinner, free dinner. That's going to be December the 4th. I think at the Community Rec Center, right off Madison. I'll give you the address for that on that. So that's the community update, y'all. Let's get to it. Spirit of moving and grooving, spirit of making history, taking history, taping history. Y'all in business, let's call in, Cub in, 929-477-3785. What's on your mind? Freedom All Radio, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., and Robert Allen, a.k.a. Lady of Rage. Let's get locked and loaded, y'all. Moving and grooving. Any calls? Do you have any calls? Come right here. Here we go. They gonna fuck with it. Okay, Facebook going out there. We got any callers in queue? Any callers in queue? Again, we got in the land, so we might lose reception anytime.
Raymond, Chairman, no callers in queue.
Y'all feel free to call in 929-477-3785, then press 1. 929-477-3785, then press 1. Some of you want to talk about, some of you, you know what I'm saying? You know, so much stuff is happening, you know what I'm saying? I don't know exactly what date. The Justice Ronnie Mann Johnson. It's a toy giveaway. I know it's in December sometime. I get the exact date. We want to just say shout out to the Justice for Nicholas Lee campaign. Saying Hampton House, Black Panther Party Cubs. You know, so we got the toys. So go on Dorothy Hall's Facebook to get the exact date when she's looking at for the toy drive. December 12th or 13th? Okay, December 12th or 13th. That's the Just Running Man toy giveaway that's going down. For that, I think this man, how long is this? Maybe the eighth annual. We was there when it kicked off. You know, the eighth or ninth. Yeah, time flying. Real talk. Y'all feel free to call in the club in your thoughts. Some of y'all see a lot of stuff is happening, you know, pressing subjects, pressing matters. We're gonna try, you know, apply as much politics to that we can to these intense times. And happy birthday to Mother Comrade. That's Monday, November 28th. So obviously you put it in context. She literally had just turned 19. Just turned 18.
Days prior to December the 4th. I think she's 9. Yeah. I'm about to tell you, once you get a certain age, you're talking about struggle, you know what I'm saying? You know, once you get your degree, once you pay off your student loan, once you get to the graveyard, once you get to heaven or hell, or wherever they get you going to, you know what I'm saying? You walk the two guns at the same time. You don't hide these contradictions, y'all. Hide these contradictions. No callers in queue. Y'all press 929-477-3785. And press 1 to get in. 929-477-3785 and press 1 to get in to answer. You know, since we talk about what's going on, your thoughts. You know, what's happening in your center with the latest sense of what's going on with Ye, what's going on with Kyrie Irving, what's going on with you, what's going on with, you know, opposing viewpoints, you know what I'm saying? What's, you know, so we get some political summations, you know, some of these myriad of contradictions, you know what I'm saying? It's a hell of a time. You know, hear the reactionary time, but you really see the type of climate discussion that's happening, potential revolutionary climate. And then, again, Lenin said it takes people 20 years to learn in ordinary time. They can learn 2 years of revolutionary times. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Y'all feel free again. Call in, club in with us. 929-477-3785 and press 1. Your thoughts? Who you at? What's happening? We are more, my brother down. Yes, indeed. Stephen Lynn in the building. Yes, indeed. Man, Shreveport, Haynesville, all that's in the building. Monroe, all the whole area is in the building. Yeah, man. Let the chairman know we coming. You know, we making do. Going by the ground zero with him. He and Defense Lamar Clark were assassinated at 2337 West Monroe / Chairman Fred Hathaway by the wall. We pay our respect on this upcoming International Revolutionary Day. This is this will be the damn keep up with it because damn how old am I? Shit. So this will be our 52nd IRD, 52nd, and next year, August 30th will be the 75th year Chairman Fred's birthday. That's gonna be big too. It's gonna be big. Y'all feel free to call in the club being with us. Yeah. Glad to see Mama Dorothy pop in. Happy belated birthday to you, Mama Dorothy. Yes, indeed. We're going to follow up on that denim. We talking about? Okay, we'll try to see what I'll reconnect. Okay, here we go. We back in. Now, we out here with the chickens, and we on the land, barbecue. We have the chickens, the goats, see all that. We out here on the land. So the reception going to be in and out, y'all, so bear with us. Y'all come on in, call in. We got some calls coming in from the county jail, 929-477-3785. and then press 1 to get in. 929-477-3785, then press 1 to get in. Your thoughts, your input. Somebody in the building, free them all. Yes, indeed. Right on, right on. IRD coming up. Regardless of how they get off, regardless of how cold it may be, December the 4th, we're going to be on deck. So we're going to be 12 o'clock in front of Ground Zero, 2337 West Chairman Fred Hampton Way. And we're going to be, again, at the Busan Museum at 2:30, showing the movie, Judas and the Black Messiah. Yes, indeed. That's 2:30. Then that evening, I think it's 7, we'll be having a dinner in honor of Chairman Fred. We'll be, you know, saying, providing the food, you know, saying, you know, feeding everyone. That's December the 4th, about 7 o'clock. Yes, indeed. No callers in queue, yes, sis?
Very much, Henry. No callers in queue.
All right, callers, y'all call 929-477-3785. Let me press 1. I know, you know what I'm saying? I'm over the door. I just noticed the flyer today. It's acknowledged, y'all can. It's a big event going out of Seattle this weekend. Flipping the script, turning the tables. The Native people, the indigenous community, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Putting this land question in correct context, putting the correct context on who stole who land, you know, putting the correct context, who is the, you know, who is the pilgrim, you know, say who is the pilgrim, who is the pillager. You did? You put this in correct context. So that's going down as we can. So y'all, that's the top flyer. So if y'all able to get there, come on down yourself. You know, say touch down with the, I mean, so I ain't know no more Indians even around. You know, technically speaking, politically speaking, they're not Indians. You know, Columbus got lost and said, fuck you, you gotta do rename them all, you know. But it's indigenous community, Native community. You know, that's where we're going to be at. But tomorrow, let your loved ones know we're not celebrating the pilgrims. I'm going to try to reconnect.
Very much, Chairman. We have a caller in queue.
Okay, Fremont, welcome to Fremont Radio. I lost the Facebook Wi-Fi, but we still good. Okay, welcome to Fremont Radio.
Hey, comrade, how you feel, man?
I'm well. Who we have here?
This is Quavina. I've got you on Facebook. It's going in and out, but I got you on the phone here,
okay.
Too. So.
Right on, African. It's your comrade, good to hear you, boy.
Yeah, man, always good to hear you too, man. Just thinking about, you know, December 4th, IRD and you know, being out there, you know, with the family, with you all coming up again. And I know you mentioned that weather, bro. I've been out there when it's like 5 degrees, been out there when it's like 55 degrees. So who knows what it's going to be like, you know?
Yeah.
But we got to be there. It'd be cold sometime, but ain't no colder than what them pigs did.
Real talk. You know, we didn't have some time. You know what I'm saying? We been out there, like you said, we didn't have T-shirts on. You know what I'm saying? We had bundled up to the point that I see some faces looking at me, and I got long-winded with my speech. I'm like, all right, Kim, it's cold out here, man. So be prepared for anything in Chicago weather. I just want to commend you, Kwame. You know, I mean, I know this is the time, a lot of discussions. Okay, I'm trying to wheel to. Okay, y'all, Facebook, y'all understand we on the land, so we're going in and out Facebook. A lot of discussions and battles waged. You know, music and propaganda, and you know, some impact. And this is the time right now where that discussion is. You know, it's happening in so many arenas. And we see like a lot of, you know, see a lot of stuff coming to fruition, it's been active, but just to be acknowledged. And also this was, you know, the consistency, and holding the line, what you've been doing so long, and also commend you and others in regards to the monumental move. There was a long protracted struggle of, you know, in Gary, Indiana, which the battle, you know, had a street name in honor of Malcolm X, El Hazmi, El Shabazz. So I just want to also acknowledge that people don't know, you know, in Gary, Indiana, you know, a recent leak, you know, saying that a people's victory was pulled up. And people say, what's the big deal about a street sign? You know, and what's the big deal about even, you know, certain issues raised in regards to music, you know. We're in a time where people are acknowledging, you know, various respective communities, how they stop doing certain things on certain days, you know, shut down, no movement, you know, that discipline, that structure, you know what I'm saying, you know, it was significant, regardless of what differences that people have, people are, you know, really come to grips with acknowledging this discussion is happening and that people, no community can afford the luxury to be destabilized and disorganized, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of people say, well, how is it, you know, when terms and references have black people have been talked to and, you know, and talked about and disrespected, you know what I'm saying, continuously. And then within a matter of moments, minutes, you know what I'm saying, just even, you know, so you've seen people like, you know, Ari Emanuel just make the call, you know, shit, you know what I'm saying, Kanye West down, you know what I'm saying? I think it was the music industry, how one person can be a billionaire, and that's in 24 hours. So, okay, he's not the billionaire no more. Puffy Cole's the billionaire. And going out the window, all this stuff about, you know, who works hard and, you know, work ethic and, you know, just call this. And people saying, you know, what's the issues about, like, you know, in some cases, people saying, well, don't even mention certain, you know what I'm saying, respective communities. In fact, Dave Chappelle, he said that he's never seen no one survive. You know, you say the two, the combined two worlds, and Jewish community, Jews in one sentence, and people saying, you know, you the contradiction, you know, saying the black community, well, you got some children in the black community that were, you know, actually think, you know, niggas and bees, they're like, it's their name, you know what I'm saying, and it's not only, it's encouraged, you know what I'm saying, so this is a time when these countries, you know, people, you know, people saying, recognize again, we always, everything is political, words, terms, fashion, sure. Music, holidays, all that. Yes, sir.
Sure. One of my comrades, man, was teaching in junior high school, administrator, and he heard one of the young brothers using that word. He said, bro, he said, you're not an N. And the student said, told him, he said, man, I thought I was one. That was the response to the administrator. I thought I was one.
Thought he was one.
Yeah.
And this is, you've been, the reinforcement, and the, like I tell people, like, to be bombarded with an official arenas. I tell people, like, you know, like, it's, you know, I use the analogy, like, even to say abuse. It, you know, when you have people in official capacities, whether it be priests or whatever, you know what I'm saying, there's like, it's sort of backing, or, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like, you even, you know, you hear clothing or food, you see the food package, okay, the U.S., that seal on it's a mainstream radio stations, you know, and that's even trickle-down impact. It's a case yesterday in, I think, someplace in Pennsylvania, these youngsters got a murder case. The young cat, 17, they said they had murdered them for the violent. I'm often saying the name wrong. Violent, which is come on Facebook. Still call me. You want to get this out because I want to talk about this. Yeah. Okay. That was more second.
He says, Tim, he says, a murder case in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. They said a guy sold him to Balagencia, I'm not saying the name, this pop designer, the ones who gave is selling the shirts for $20 tonight. Dude was
Balenciaga or something like that. I think I heard it. Balenciaga. Yeah,
Balenciaga. Dude, guy was over 17. Y'all, you two pulling this up, selling some shoes, and he sold, he gave one, he said, whatever one that. Man, they say, shorty upped on them, took them out, you know what I'm saying? And this is
wow.
This is you hear these names and you know brandish across yourself, you know, people's chest, and you know what I'm saying, you know, it's identity, you know what I'm saying. People, I mean, I know I ain't the only one. I can't probably hire a person even pronounce the name correctly. You know what I'm saying? But this is embedded in our minds, and our, you know what I'm saying, like a, you know, I mean, you know, like, I mean, not only, like, in our generation, people talk about, you know, cats, you know, doing something to each other for a pair of Jordan gym shoes, but this, man, it's business is going on with this, you know what I'm saying, in regards to fashion, you know. We went through different eras, you know what I'm saying, with just from the Tuskins and Levi's, Wranglers, the jeans.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then you think about, it went to a whole thing about designer jeans and stuff, you know, what's the name on somebody's jeans, you know what I'm saying, you know, and then even the fast forward to this, you know, this present generation, I heard some of the prices of pants for pants. I said, damn, you know.
This is saying a 19-year-old in Minnesota, Yacine Johnson, shot over Balenciaga.
Okay, Minnesota.
A 19-year-old.
Okay, oh, wow. It was some little place. I didn't know where it was. Yeah, wow. Okay, that's it. It's a little suburb. They said they know it was there. It's a little suburb. Yeah, they said, yeah. And, man, and you know, you got to be, a lot of times people, you know what I'm saying, you look at these things subjectively, like, with just a name of rap. You see, these, you know, a lot of times, as Frantz Fanon had talked about black skin, white mask, and he told the psychology of, you know what I'm saying, being colonized. You know, I tell you, feel like, you know, I can feel better if I look like, or I dress like, or I identify with the colonizer. You know what I'm saying? If I can just, you know, just I can even, you know, step in the skin for a minute. You know, and so that even that the names that, you know, so they, you know, they get us chasing. You know, I mean, the trickle down impact is dreadful, man. It's dreadful. So people, I encourage people to read that case. And he was, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I was just trying to do some research on who Balenciaga, who that is. And,
bro, I'm like you, bro. I hadn't really even heard of him until they dropped Kanye. And, you know, sometimes you would see that stuff. But when we struggle with this issue with the music, again, the N-bombs, disrespecting our sisters, the alcohol abuse, and we do not leave out the ignorant-ass, unrealistic materialism that's involved in it, too. Themselves, their products. We leave that, and the murder, and the violence, the murder. I mean, because if you think about it, this dude was hit with 40 caliber, instead of 40 caliber casings, and the other shoe were found inside the vehicle. So he sold the dude the shoes, then he wanted the shoe back. He wanted the shoes back. After so, he wanted to resell the shoes again, according to the article. But you know, no, go ahead, brother.
No, I was a tag team with, I mean, I was a, doing a chapter touchdown in Brazil. I think it was in Sao Paulo, and our leadership there was telling us like how it was, even on the plantations in Brazil. You know, the Portuguese had like, they were talking about even today, like the people they had the sandals, like the flip flops, carrying them, and they said it was a status symbol on a plantation. Even if you couldn't wear the shoes, said like the master. Then like you wasn't, but whoever had the shoes around their necks, the flip flops to show that they had them, even wearing them. It was, they had these little flip flops. Shoes. I'm saying the master, you know, have them. And it was like a status symbol. And I just watched the thing on the other day. There was a hidden camera thing they had where they had a big fashion exhibit. You know what I'm saying? All these top designers come in, and they had flipped, and they put these Payless shoes in there. And they were selling the shoes for $600, $800, $2,000. You should have heard the designer.
I saw that.
Yes. Oh, yes, this is such and such. And, you know, they had their cheese and, you know, their hors d'oeuvres and their wine. And they talking about, this shoe is such and such. This is an art, you know, it's an art, the designer did. These are Payless shoes. These are actually Payless shoes.
And bro, I saw that, man.
And that's
the reality. Look, and look, well, like, I live in Gary. So yesterday, I refereed basketball. I hadn't done it in a couple of years. I had a game last night, but I ain't had no black shoes. So I looked at first, can I find a shoe store in Gary? This is one sad thing. Could not find one shoe store, and it's 85% African city. Wow. Could not find one shoe store. So I had to go down to the spot in Maryville. It was a New Balance spot. Man, the most least expensive black shoes was like $119.
Man.
So I went you know where and got found me some shoes on clearance, $34, and boom, I'm rolling. I mean, and you know, with that, I just bring it out, man. I know you mentioned that we finally got Malcolm X Drive here in Gary. And I do want to send out some love to you too, brother, because every time we would come through to events, you'd always, you know, allow us the opportunity to speak on it and to deal with the issue. And the fact that it took us 22 years to make that happen here was more of a reason why it was so important for us to get that to happen here. And it's so good to ride down the street now and see Malcolm X Drive in the city. But we finally got it,
yeah.
Man. It's cool. It's like there's only two streets that run fully north and south through Gary. One is Broadway, and the other is Malcolm X Drive. So,
right on. You know, yeah. And that's I got to take a ride up there. Just you'll see this ride down the street. You know, yes indeed. Yes,
man,
indeed.
Look, I be telling people who hadn't seen it yet, some of my comrades who work with us, y'all ain't seen it. At least, you got to at least ride down the street. And others who have seen it, yeah, it really makes you feel good. And what
yeah,
we want more also is that for the children to see it and just the people to see it. And one, it's on
yeah.
We got one of the junior high schools is on that street, and we went and told administrators, hey, y'all addresses are changing now. All y'all stuff going to say Malcolm X Drive. And, you know, we need to come
right.
in here and do a presentation and show the film. And let's talk about it to the children. They ain't got back at us yet, but we got to hit them up again.
No doubt. You know, people need to take photos with their neck looking up at, you know what I'm saying, at their name, you know what I'm saying? So take that. So post those pictures, you know what I'm saying? I want to encourage
That's a good idea. That's a good idea, brother. We'll
yeah.
put that call out. Hey, man, I wanted to share something. Too, dealing with
yes,
this whole, I know you mentioned Kyrie and Kanye. I gotta deal with this piece of these brothers out of L.A. called Community Information Network. CEN is the name of it with brother Amon Ra, serious professor out of Long Beach State, conscious brother. He's on there, but we're sharing on there in a few minutes. We got, you know, they gave Kyrie 6 requirements that he had to do in order to get reinstated back in the league. And so evidently he
yeah.
gave those requirements. He fulfilled those requirements. But we said,
yeah.
since the NBA wants Kyrie to do the 6 things, here's what we propose the NBA, what they have to do as well. And these are 5 requirements for the NBA to end the promotion of hate that is currently allowed, is sanctioned, and is celebrated by the league. We got 5 things, brother. Can I share those with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. One is immediately ban all songs and artists from participating in official NBA events who record and perform songs that call people NIGGAs or ERs, I don't want to spell it, and also call for the shooting and killing of black people.
Mm.
Number 2, immediately apologize for allowing the above practice to persist at NBA games, arenas, and events and broadcasts for well over a decade. Number 3, our mm-hmm. owners, administrators, coaches, staff, officials must meet with African-centered scholars, the likes of Dr. Mackey, Dr. Carr, Marimba Ani, et cetera, to undergo sensitivity training, plus attend sessions with the likes of Brother Carl Mack and others who specialize in the history and dangers of dropping N-bombs on each other. Number 4, donations of $2.5 million from each team to organizations that promote anti-hate and peace initiatives in communities that are currently struggling with the fratricidal violence that has been ongoing in cities throughout the U.S. And number 5, last one, administer technical fouls to any player who drops that N-bomb or who says an IGTERA in games immediately. Beginning January 1st, 2023, any player using the word will be hit with a double technical and ejected from the game. And we're giving them that semi-grace period to allow for deprogramming. And so these just counter, well, not just counter, I mean, again, because right now, you know, you go to a game, or the NBA All-Star game a couple years ago, their featured artist was
yeah.
Amigos. You know, Amigos, who just had one of the members, you know, shot and killed in Houston, who's
mm-hmm.
dropping
mm-hmm.
N-bombs and talking about shooting people and cooking up crack in a crock pot. And this is what you have out there. Poor homie Quan led off the Atlanta Hawks season a couple years ago, rapping about get a hoe some X and she gonna want to sex every end in the set on the floor of the Omni. Same thing with 21 Savage. Same thing that 21 Savage did with the song Bank Account. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 meals in my bank account. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shooters ready to gun you down. Repeated 18 times in the song. He's performing the song at a basketball game at halftime or before the game or whatever. Got him doing that. And this is NBA. That's cool. That's all right. That's all right to do that. But no, we said time to end all that. Y'all want to be righteous and don't want offensive language and not to promote hate, so.
Yeah.
Well, those are five things, brother. I know you got other calls coming in, man, but I just want to share that with you and the people, man.
I just want to touch. That's, I was going to say, for those who listen in right on, and the job you said, well, you did an MBA and adhere to this. Well, I think it's important that we have these contradictions, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and like, you know, a lot of times you have to see the time, like we as African at that terrorism bill. You put that right side by side. That's dialectic. Even Hegel talking about dialectics, you know. You put these truths, and these, so, you know what I'm saying, right, it's okay. If it's offensive to one respected community, you know what I'm saying, or people talking about, you know, financial, you know, or retribution to, you know what I'm saying, repatriation a certain percent to communities, because you really, you know, so you say, man, wait a minute. How is it, you know, like, this even the politics of an apology, you know what I'm saying, acknowledging that, and that's long to the reader. You say, go look at what Brother Kwame's laid out. You go back and examine the layout. The list that they, you know, they gave Kyrie Irving, you know what I'm saying? And you, I mean, like, just not just that, they call for some tangible resources to be, you know what I'm saying, to be brought to those respected community. So we want to heighten those countries. So no, I appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. Right on. So keep us abreast of that, bro. Real talk.
And you know, and checking you out, brother, and how you talk about these contradictions have to be heightened. That's one of the things we, you know, Kanye. We would call him Kanye, who don't care about black people. Waste, and we're taking waste out of there. And you know why we say don't care about black people? Because again, that's what he did when y'all got at him about George Bush, and when we got at him with and shout out Baba Kwesi too, man, because this is he was born yesterday, man. That was the anniversary of his birth, and when we were doing that, right, that cool DJ mix and dealing
cool,
with them
cool cigarettes,
and Kanye came through. You know, we were there doing our thing, and that's you know, I read where there's only 14% of the people in the U.S. now smoke cigarettes. And we got to get some love to Baba Kwesi, because that work he put in got us organized and did that stuff, bro. That stopped them from using that rap music and hip-hop to get more cigarette smokers. That's what they were trying to do.
I didn't know the exact numbers now, but I was just commenting about the politics, how you – I was talking about they might ban me for butchering his name or something, Valencio. I was just commenting about how you don't have to know exactly what it means, or people, you know what I'm saying, everybody knows in the dynamics of smoking cigarettes, you know what I'm saying, but a climate where, you know, you sit up with certain things ain't cool no more, you know what I'm saying, a climate where, you know, it trickles down, people say, you don't say certain terms or references, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know the exact number you just said there, but that's important. You know, you look at, I mean, to put tobacco ads, what, you know, like certain generations will look at certain eras of time and on the media, and whether it's Clark Gables or what have you, you know what I'm saying? It was cool to smoke a cigarette, you know what I'm saying? And how you can imagery, you know what I'm saying? How a lot of people ain't got to read about the Surgeon General warning, you know, what the cigarettes does. It's not fashionable, you know what I'm saying? And like we had a climate in '60s with a cool to resist, you know, how we, the terms we use, whatever, sister, you know, what's happening, you know? And so that's, I just want to put that in context, you know, that's something that, you know what I'm saying, like, even that. So even how our people are referenced, and yeah, I'm just flashing back. I remember, I think it was I forgot what concert, what venue that was, we rolled down there too. Barbara Quayson, and some others down there. He was down there by the cool cigarettes. I recall that. And let me say this too. Even at his own mouth, he says, I watched one of his posts yesterday, come on, Yay. And he said something to the effect like, he not pointing fingers at, because he himself was doing this. He said that humble. He said God humble. Okay, I'm not gonna, you know, get this. But that pressure, man. I keep telling people, man. those, hey, man, you had to see, some things he could not even hear at certain times. You know, so we went down and had the discussion down there. You know, man, and we didn't cut no corners with him. And Cass, you know, that's the position that you had to take with people, you guys, our community, our people, man. You know, get up there and, you know, say, hey, like, all this, we don't want to disagree with, hey, you got to call a question, man, straight up.
And we were talking, and I'll roll after this. We were talking about the power of the people, and how after these clowns called brother Kyrie an idiot, and Reggie Miller, the Shaq and Barkley and others the Kareem, or we call him Lou Alcindor the other day, but these others were talking about Kyrie. But over that weekend, even though Boyce Watkins and I think Whitlock did some things, but others, I think Umar Johnson said a few things too. But the main thing was the people. The people went in on them.
The people did.
And by Monday morning, shoot, they were changing their tune, bro.
Luke Kess was backpedaling it. And see, I was talking to one of the comrades out there about even different dynamics, even with Shaq and Charles Barkley. I say, dude, they get your thing. Like, you know, dude, I say, dude ain't the most intelligent cat that Shaquille O'Neal cast, but it's still a line. I told him, I could mind you, that same movie theater he had, they refused to let the movie Abu Jamal movie
I remember that. Yes. They sure
you know
did.
Yep. That's
yep.
That same in New Jersey. That was a big, you know what I'm saying? And so it's a line. And Charles Barkley, I hear people say, a lot of people, so that's how we dismiss these, like these reactionaries. We just say, well, they dumb. Well, no. Dude, very intelligent. I rolled up on dude, Charles Barkley, my first time I was down at the All-Star Games. And I approached him, and he really kind of, like, threw me off. Like I said, I walked up to him, I said, man, I said, I know you're not familiar with this city. I said, I'm Chairman Fred Hampton. Man, that joker immediately, he said, you Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. He said, you Chairman Fred Jr. He said, you Chairman Fred Jr. Black Panther Party. I was stuck because I said, see, a lot of people say they think these people take these positions because they don't. Or once we educate them or get on, no, we got to come to grips with people have different respective lines. You know what I'm saying? Political lines. And this dude, this dude, I don't care what you man, he has a line, a political line he adheres to. I had no concept that he knew exactly who I was. He was able to run down to work. He knew what the Black Panther Party cubs, all that.
What?
The dude Kenny Smith was standing right behind the bar. He was shocked. He was right there.
He was shocked that Barkley knew that, huh?
Man, Barkley ran that stuff down like a man. Man, I'm talking, unscripted. Unscripted.
Wow, right on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times they know. They got a certain line they got to push.
Man,
right
they, have told, they have a line up with a side. You know, we got to come to grips with that. They have a line. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain political line. You don't know who gave them, who breastfed them their first milk. You know what I'm saying? Who where they come mm-hmm. from? You know, and I tell you, know what I'm saying? We look at this, the dynamic, like, you have to tell, I tell people, like, Genghis Khan, the Mongolians, when he came through China, you know what I'm saying? It was a he was able to detect which, who rolled with who. We had in Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh, the jail was able to distinguish, you know, who was who. I mean, I was in Ireland, and I asked one of the people in Ireland, I said, no, I say, they told me their whole thing against the Crown, England fight. I said, excuse me. I said, no disrespect. I said, by all y'all being white, how do y'all figure, like, how you know who is who? Man, that lady say, how do you know who is who with y'all? I said, damn, you got a hell of a point right there.
Yeah. Wow, right on. Man, Chairman, bro, we gonna be with you, bro, on the 4th, man. Gonna try to make it through Austin
yes,
and watch the film again and be with the people, but definitely gonna be with you on the in National Revolutionary Day, bro. And one love, man. Appreciate you, bro.
One love. Appreciate you, man. For the IRD, December the 4th. Love, respect, brother Kwame. Yes, indeed.
All right, one love.
We live direct. We got to go call the Q's to come around.
Bring them all.
Free them off. Free them off. Free them off. Call the queue. Watch it so you get out Thanksgiving Day 1988.
No calls.
Y'all, calls the queue, press one. St. Child. It was a movie they made about St. Child. Yeah. I mean, we was children. Guys would come home, and they would have different animals on the shirt, the lions, the tigers, the bears. They didn't know what they were juvenile detention until they was held in. Y'all feel free to call in 929-477-3785 and press 1 to tap in with us. Again, tomorrow morning at the Hampton House, 804 South 17th Avenue, y'all come on through. There's going to be meals there, hot meals prepared. 804, be at 11:30 a.m. You know what I'm saying? You got some phenomenal forces going to be having the food. First, let me say shout out to Brother Randall, Crystal Gardner. Is it cool? Come right, free them off. Cool. Don't worry about it. All right. Food donations coming in. We got Brandon Johnson also, some other commissioner, and some other forces. They will drop some donations of food to the Hampton House tomorrow. Not with food, but actual warm plates. They're called Anthony Clark, Randall, or Brother Randall. I got to see you, I guess. Mother Comrade got something to get to you if you're listening in. Cassandra Greer, just for Nicholas Lee. Cubs, it's gonna be warm meals. I think the weather will be decent too, though, so yeah. But note, again, we want to be very clear about the indigenous community, indigenous people, and we're not celebrating the pilgrims, the death of the land. We'll be very clear on that, y'all. Very clear on that. In fact, I will be in an event in Seattle with the indigenous community, and we're going to be hiding some contradictions about what's happening with the poaching of the salmon, tackling the land, even the politics of the salmon house. See, certain foods and certain dynamics are connected to certain cultures and communities. Like, you know, like you hear like groups like Mantra Sutra, El Salvador, that means fish, and it's connected. And so not the colonizers, they come through, you may say, oh, it's no big deal. There are certain moves that they do to detach you or cut off your connection. And I'll tell you, like, what's the big deal? You know, whether it be a certain music or certain day, your culture. It's had something put up. I just seen a post where Aztecs, the Mayans, is one of the big pyramids, and they go there, for a religious ceremony. And this white lady went up on it and just started dancing on top of them on the Mayan on the pyramid. She didn't do nothing wrong. This is the historic. On how many years? This is symbolic, you know what I'm saying? So your culture, again, the politics is extremely important, man. And you know what I'm saying? Those are aspects of cutting you, you know what I'm saying, colonizing you, strategic hits. Yeah. Okay, no more callers in queue? I know I went on
cooking. Pretty much, y'all, Chairman, we have a caller in queue.
Okay, welcome to Fairmont Radio.
Hello?
Welcome to Free Mile Radio.
How you doing, Free Mile? Devontae?
Free Mile, welcome to Free Mile Radio.
How you doing, Fred? This is Levante.
All right, Devontae, welcome to Free Mile Radio. You live on the record, Chairman Fred, Lady Robin. How you feel, my brother?
I'm all right. How about yourself, sir? How about yourself, Chairman? How about yourself?
Man, I'm well. I'm out here, man. The reception's kind of bad. We got here on the land, but my spirits are strong, you know what I'm saying? We're still rumbling. Good to hear you, my brother. Good to hear you. Before you proceed, you just struck my memory just now. Wait a minute. If Mother Conrad's birthday coming up, I got to acknowledge Harold Davis' birthday, too. You know what I'm saying? You just struck my memory. You just called in, brother. Harold Davis. Shout out to Harold Davis, y'all. The Bud Nigga too. Y'all do not know where he is. Brother Vontae called in. It just struck my memory, man. In fact, you look at the end of Judas the Black Messiah, we got his name in there. Man, if those are not familiar with who he is, go on YouTube and type in your blood nigga to Harold Davis, man. This a phenomenal brother. And I can't tell you how many times I would, you know, be going to get sent out of town on a one-way trip, what have you, man. And I'm the man. He going to make sure I get, make sure we get back. So I just want to throw that in there, too. I just went down memory lane just quickly when it clicked in. You know, but Levante called me in. I just had a flashback. I'm rushing down to the station. Still there. Before they could get out, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Tuesday through Friday. We had Friday too. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It was Friday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Thursday. Yeah. And then you told me the information power pack. All right. With that being said, welcome, my brother. Yes, sir. Bring more. Bring them
all.
Bring them
all.
Bring them all.
Uncensored, straight down the middle, butt naked truth show.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know. I used to know a lot of it. I haven't heard of this song, but that was a beautiful brother, you know. Miss Greatly in Chicago. It was a Chicago leader that we needed I wish I could have met a long time ago. You know, I wasn't old enough to meet your father. My mother told me about your father. That's why I'm so fascinated with the Black Panther Party, because the daycare center I went to, your father taught at that daycare center. It's called 150 South West. It was 150 Southwestern. It was my daycare center, but when my mother was a teenager and young, your father and them came and taught there. The Black Panthers taught a lot of classes there and taught a lot of different things that my mother taught me, and about how he was so unique. She was real fascinated with Fred Hampton and Malcolm X when I was a kid. Them were the only two men she talked about besides my father. So by me growing up in Rockwell, you know, I was kind of taught a lot about.
Let me interject with you real quick. I just want to point that out too, like, how, you know, the impact people have, and they, you know, you can pass it down. We talk about generational damage a lot of time, but also generational impact. I want to point out, like, how people are impacted, and they talk about it, and that's something. But also, you mentioned that you grew up in a Rockwell project. People have seen the documentary, something called The Murder of Fred, we refer to as Assassination of Chairman Fred. If you look at the Panther Party headquarters on Madison and Western, west side of Chicago, it's a hotbed of resistance that you did. This was Dr. King had Chicago was on the west side. But this Madison West is Walgreens there now, but this is the building for the whole chapter of Illinois was there. Background that the police had raided the headquarters. Those tall buildings in the back, you know what I'm saying? Those are the Rockwell projects, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Up and down State Street, the projects, you know what I'm saying, up and down State Street, which Chicago had the longest and the highest, tallest buildings, you know what I'm saying, throughout the country, the projects. And also down the other way, you go that direction towards Aspen, you got the Henry Horner homes. That's where the Solo brothers got down there. But you could, these buildings, man, so much history that was embedded in these buildings. So I just wanted to throw that in too. You mentioned, you know, kind of get it. So y'all look for that building when you watch the documentary, Saturday Channel Fred again. Look for that building, the Rockwell Project. And I tell some other war stories too. I will jump in with you, but my time was a youngster coming through the Rockwell Project. I'll touch on that later on. Go ahead, my brother.
You preaching. I love to hear you preach, but I was just calling in to talk about, like you had said, I had got out on Thanksgiving Day. Who you know get out? You was incarcerated before, too. Who you know get out on the holiday?
Wow. That's something.
I got out Thanksgiving morning, 1989. Now, hold on. Now check this out. I was thinking about it now, right? This the same two people that came to get me got here, real good government jobs. Ain't that odd? They family members, don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, you know, like it's like, you know, it's just amazing. You know, you could think of, you know, you think back on life on certain things that happened there.
Yeah. What was the name of that movie?
It was called Bad Boys.
Bad Boys.
It was called Bad. I was in that jail for 2 years.
You know what else is that? Joseph. What's the sister who missed from the postal office? Kara Cole. Kara Cole's still looking for her and her baby. Still gonna call after find Kara Cole's baby. Her father Joseph. Yep, I mean he had a movie. Some people also that was with the these are actual people that was in there. But that was Sean Penn's debut. The white, you know, that was his debut, and he was. They come how he couldn't be. He was a horrible actor, but his father was a major player in Hollywood. Yeah, in Hollywood, and you know. So you think about even the later on, like that was Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, him and Madonna later on. You know what I'm saying? Because you think about why was she a fool to a white dude? You know what I'm saying? That was surprising. You know what I'm saying? But Madonna fooled a white dude. You see, she's still good going hunting, right? I just see that they had something with some young rapper about 17 the other night. She backstage grabbing some the rapper, you know what I'm saying? But he was that was in the movie St. Charles. And there was a big thing about they couldn't show Fort Jeff, you know what I'm saying? Imam Malik, they couldn't show it, but it was a vague image. They said that was him outside the place. It was a big thing about it. They had to debate how they did it. I mean, referencing that when I was on the movie set, Judah Black was trying to say how you can imply certain things, you just can't, you know, just say it. Let me just say this, not to go too far away from, you know, but like even the positives of movies. I'm with this Facebook kick back in. I'm going to get this on Facebook also. Give me 2 seconds so they go in and out. Okay, we back. I thought the politics of movies. I was watching this piece on The Sopranos, and I got the guy named Walnuts. He gets like the white hair on the side of his head. Still as the Sons of Anarchy, another thing. He was even Jews of Bible Science. We mentioned there was actually members that was of the Cubs that was actually in that movie, and Sopranos. Sons of Anarchy, they had some people that was, you know, actually had, you know, social at the motorcycle clubs. Let me get this here real cool. Once we get more, get this connect back happening. Character Walnut, he played the movie Soprano under the agreement that he would not play a rat. He would not turn to a rat like the other characters. So they say he had actual mafioso connection. I just want to put that out there. But go ahead, Brother Levante. We still with you, though, man. Still with you.
Oh, well, if you want to hear about St. Charles in my years, that place was hell for kids. I mean, I ain't going to say kids. I'm going to say hell for children, because if you look back in history, all the heads of Chicago, like the so-called gang guy that they call the gangs,
yep.
All the heads, been,
yep.
Did you know that? All of them been there. Okay, like
been to St. Charles.
All the heads been to St. Charles when they was a juvenile.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. You know. It was
a lot of organizations, like the ideologies, put together down there, kind of like how Pontiac was for the adults, but St. Charles, as opposed to Harrisburg and other places, was, I mean, that was a hell house, I heard. You know, somebody, but yeah, I would hear stories about St. Charles. I'm trying to talk as long as I can so I get you on the space, my Facebook keep back on. So you can take us down, St. Charles. Your best you can. I'm trying to see if I'm gonna see if it's gonna keep me back in.
Oh man, that was like yesterday to me.
Wow.
That was like yesterday, you know.
Yeah. Well, go ahead to start. Oh, there you go. Okay, go ahead. Take okay, but St. Charles. Take us there, Levante. Talk. Okay, St. Charles, Illinois. Is it still open?
Yes, it is. Where it's going?
Okay, tell us about that. What's the procedure of a person? Now, I know, okay, Monte Fiore was what they call a bad boy school at first. Monte Fiore, that was over there on Ashland. So you go to, you go to, that juvenile detention, 11 in Roosevelt, 11 in Hamilton. This is you under 17. Then what's the procedure?
You say, what's the procedure?
Right. So, okay, say you under 17, you 16 years and younger. You get convicted.
Right. Right.
You get tucked in. Most cases you already on 11 Hamilton, correct?
Well, I hear some cases. Hold on, listen to me. I hear some cases at 1100 South Hamilton and juvenile, and I had an adult case that John Burge and Mel Davis and them set me up on in 1984-85 as a juvenile.
John Burge, the torture, you know what I'm saying, the electric shock, you know what I'm saying, and many of us just take for granted, we think it's adults that this was happening to. This is juveniles he's taking in, too, now, John Burge.
John Burge.
We get, Mary Daly was a state attorney, he went to Marion, correct?
Yes, sir. I didn't know a lot, what I'm talking about. I learned really from Earl Davis. That's why I say that brother was a blessing. When I told Earl I went to jail in 84-85, he started looking up my history. And they stole police reports, they stole court files because John Burge and them did it. So they didn't want nobody to look back and be able to see what was going on. And Earl was the one in and told me, look back, because John Burge and all of them was the one doing stuff back then. You said you was innocent. Something going on. So I started looking back. I didn't know that. I didn't know what happened back then. I thought that I know they went through. It was a big uproar in the courtroom because the black judge wouldn't do what Daly and Burge and them wanted him to do, which was try me as an adult. He didn't want it. The black judge knew it was a bogus case.
I owe
13 years old, but the case happened. Okay, the reason why the black judge didn't want to do what Daly and them was doing, what Daly and them was talking about, and John Burge was because it happened when I was 12 years old, but they got me when I was 13. They could try you as an adult when you're 13, but they can't try you as an adult when you're 12 years old. So, and the judge knew that. If they waited till after. It happened when I was 12, so he was like, I ain't doing it.
Right.
So John Burge and them and Daly and them took it to another courtroom the next day. But the black judge let me, I got to say this, the black judge let me go, Chair, so I can run, so my parents can, let me run, because they knew Daly and them was going to do me dirty. But my parents and them ain't know what was going on and brought me back to court the next day, because they continued it till the next day. And my parents brought me back to court. So they got a chance to take me to another courtroom with a bad judge, and he did it. So I fought the case. I was tried as an adult at 13. I went to court till I was 15. I went to court for 3 years. Tried to go to trial, and then you go to trial.
Hold on. Primo, we on the air. You good? Primo, we on the air. You good? We on the air. On the radio station, Primo Radio. Yeah, I'll be up for 20 minutes. Wow, no doubt. Yes, sir. Yep. Wow, okay, three more. Okay, 1 second. We're going to pick back up, LeVon.
I was 12 when they tried me as an adult. But like I said, the judge tried to, black judge, I got a poster board up now of it. The black judge tried to block it, but they didn't want to let him block it. They took it to another judge courtroom the next day, and the judge tried me as an adult. But the judge felt bad because it was a bogus case. He gave me a $10,000 bond, which my bond was $1,000. So my mother bonded me right out. I was only in jail for like a day or two. I was out on bond fighting. Now, I didn't know this because they kept begging for that bond slip. All they wanted was that $1,000. But my mother now was like, don't get them your bond slip because they got to drop the case because, like, ain't no evidence. You weren't supposed to be going to jail. It ain't happened, so don't plead guilty. So I went to court for 3 years trying to get them. I kept begging to go to trial. The public defender office set me up. I went to court. I had did 30 days in the Idaho home. The judge gave me 30 days in the Idaho home. And for another bogus charge, I ran out the courtroom. And the whole courthouse was chasing me. So they caught me. And I was trying to let the brothers know that they were setting people up in the courtroom. That's really what it was. I was trying to get away, too, but they caught me. Long story short, 30 days later, I guess they figured I was locked up. The public defender come tell me, say, hey, listen here. They knew my mother was sick, life-threatening sick. She was in and out the hospital, basically dying. She was on dialysis and all that. The court system knew that, the public defender office. So they was like, check this out. They're going to drop the charges down to some to give me. Now, this case carries life. They're going to drop the case down to 4 years. I'll be out in about 11 to 12 months because I'm a juvenile. I'm going out a juvenile. It won't be that bad. You know, they tricked me. And then they say if you don't plead guilty, then go to trial. Even if you ain't guilty and the judge finds you guilty, you're going to miss seeing your mother being alive. If you go now, and then you'll be out. You know, you'll be able to get a chance to see your mother, still alive. That's why I pleaded guilty the day I was in court. But I was a juvenile at 15 years old. That was illegal. That's why they stole the paperwork. See, a juvenile can't plead guilty illegal, I mean, without a parent or a guardian being there. So they sent me the same child. You say you want to know about the same child? All the colleges are named by presidents. Like they got Orange Robinson, or like Robinson is, I guess, Jesse Robinson or somebody. They got Kennedy King. Them intake, like, you know, you go to receiving, when you go to Joliet, them intake colleges. St. Paul's is a receiving, too. So, you know, them the intake colleges. Orange Robinson's for the little kids. I was over there. And then they got the big kids over in Kennedy, the bigger, older kids. Then they got Adams. They got Lincoln. That's all. These are different colleges, like housing units. They got Williams, they got Harding, they got Pierce, they got a crazy house. They had a house on the hill called, like the crazy house called Selling House, where they kept the crazy kids at. But they had now the scary part about that jail was all the heads down there and the brothers, what they would do, like we didn't want to go to their hole. Because their hole, if you go to their confinement, in their confinement, it's all metal. And the toilet system was messed up. It was so old. You be sleeping in your bed, Chairman. You wake up, and the toilet system done bagged up on you. Man, you walking in boo-boo, stepping in pee. It stank. I'm talking about, man, Joe, and they locked you in the cell, man. So brothers ain't want to go locked in the cell because, the place was real messed up, you know. And if you didn't want to go in the cell, call the nurse, and she'll shoot you with some Thorazine. So you'll calm down, and they just lay you in the cell and go to sleep. That's illegal, man. That's how they was doing kids down there when I was there. Now, the only thing kept them from doing...
St. Charles, you know what I'm saying, man? We diving direct here. We talking what happened to St. Charles, man. Man, growing up, man. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Now, I can tell you what kept them from actually ever messing with me down there. My mama came. My mama and daddy came every week. Every time.
That's important. The people, and I hear stories, man, this lady named Khadija Muhammad, her son, Yusuf, we see his stories about going down to juvenile, the same child, make sure her son was straight, you know. And that's important with the children, the elderly, but people in general, you hear a captive in these places, man. Straight up. Go ahead, bro. Yeah, go ahead, Levante.
My mother came down there sick 2 years straight on dialysis. That's why I do the stuff that I do now and live the life that I live because, you know, mother fought for me when she was here. You know, she died yeah. while I was in jail. I get in front of her, you know. So I'm just saying, this is why I live the life I live today. I've been out 21 years, you know. But St. Charles was hell, man. It was hell, and they're still doing it to kids. If they were doing it to me or doing it to us back then, they're still doing it. They're
yeah.
setting kids up.
Yeah.
It's a setup. Yeah. And they try, and the yeah. juvenile courts need to be stopped because, like I told you, how they done me in court back when I was a kid. I'm pretty sure they done that to a lot of other kids. It ain't just me. They got away with it with me. It's just I look, got a chance to look back, and I learned. I knew how to read. Like Hurl said, man, you a genius. You know how to kind of look back and read. You know, I knew how to read. You know, I was one of the kids who knew how to read real good. It was because I was little. I never was real slow. So I would go look in the law book and figure out what's going on. Once I figured out they had some law book, I'm going to say this question, too, live to you, sir, because you would fight for stuff like this, you know. Why ain't no juvenile, like when you was an adult, don't they got a law library? Ain't no library for the juvenile home. So the kids and the parents ain't got no law book to go look in to fight. See, when me and you was in Cook County Jail, I know you heard you say you went to jail like me. Like, when we was in the jail, I went to the law library every week. Man, I had so much paperwork, I thought I was Perry Mason. You understand me? Because I could read. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you got to fight for your life, man. I learned. I came when I came to court, the judges and people looked at me like I'm Perry Mason at a certain point. Because they knew I'm fighting. I got it in black and white. I ain't playing with y'all. They got case law. I could read. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of these parents and people can read. They got to look at these papers. They got to go look at the paperwork, man. The paperwork be bogus. Half of these people retired and got jobs anyway. They can't write the paperwork up, right?
Yeah.
But I ain't going to hold you. I know somebody else.
Well, I appreciate you, brother, man. Look, hey, man, I want to see you December the 4th. If possible, come on through my Mother, cool comrade, birthday, November 29th, Tuesday. But, hey, man, long live Harold Davis, brother. Love and appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, you know, December 4th special to me, too, because that's my sister's birthday, too. I got my baby.
Right.
I never forget. That's my baby sister. And hold on. And my grandma's birthday, the same, you know. In the same, she's a Sagittarius, too. So. I'm familiar with them. They're good people, you know. But I love you, man.
Sure, you're right.
Free them all.
I love you, brother. Come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Free them all. We live direct on Free Them All Radio. We got any more callers in queue? Can't read any more callers in queue?
Grandma, chairman, no callers in queue.
Grandma, okay, y'all, 929-477-3785. To click in, what is y'all? I'm going to get out these last announcements. We on the countdown for the show. It closes out. But again, Free My Radio, y'all. Hey, man, make sure y'all, go support these pages and campaigns for the word out, man, what's going on. You got so much stuff coming up. You got the toy giveaway with the Justice for Ronald, Ronnie Man Johnson. You got the Nicholas Lee campaign, updates on that. Cassandra Greer, we need water and soap. You know what I'm saying? Drop us. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Latrice. You know what I'm saying? You can contact them directly on their Facebook. Get their water and soap to the prisons. Also, contact SaveTheHamptonHouse.org. Hit the donate button. You know what I'm saying? Hit the Cash App, $SaveTheHamptonHouse. We need support. Come on through tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? All those people I just mentioned and others are going to be right there. Get hot meals, 11:30 a.m. at 804 South 7th Avenue. You know what I'm saying? Maywood North 60153. You know what I'm saying? Come on through, get the meals. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Love, respect, y'all. Again, let's continue to make history, take history, tape history. We'll make one more check, make sure no cars in queue. And after that, comrade, you're going to take us on out. December the 4th. December the 4th. Long live Deputy Chairman Fred Hunter, because Lamar Clark, 12 o'clock, going to be at Ground Zero, 237 West Wall Road, / Chairman Fred Hunter Way, 230, going to be at the Gustavo Museum. So again, look forward to seeing y'all there. I ain't going to tell these flyers also. We got a couple of we got one for tomorrow morning. I'm going to get that flyer tomorrow. I'm going to get this flyer we got in Seattle. You know, so we can put that on there. And then we sell it in Chicago. All right, give me some, we got some Chairman Fred speeches or something. I wish we could find some Cora Jarrett right now for her birthday coming up the 29th. We can find some of them speeches, her speaking in the past episode. Or give me, I don't know if you found the Mother Old piece I did, dedicated to Mama McCoy, the Mother Old.
Free of my chair.
What I just hear?
We have a caller in queue.
What I just hear?
Pastor David. Caller in
queue, welcome to my radio. Pastor David.
Pastor David. Yes.
My brother, my pastor, my brother, how you feel, Pastor David?
I am blessed, and I'm also excited about this awesome day, November 28th, when the world can celebrate and also participate in the gift given for Mother Comrade. I'm so excited because not only is she worthy to be praised, but you are the epitome of what she brought into the world, a king. So I'm excited about being a part of this. And as you very well know, I am committed with my $100 pledge, and my wife is committed as well. And I would like tonight for someone to join me. Maybe if you don't have 100, maybe you have 50. But we need to cash app, and Chairman, you can give them the information. I don't have it in front of me. But we need to show her our love. When people die, they bring flowers. But when people are alive, they bring conversations. Well, we can turn the flower into a conversation. I like what it says on money, in God we trust. So if you trust love, and if you trust the fact that the Chairman is the epitome of his mother in recognition of the Father, tonight we need to show an outpouring of love and hit the cash app donate button, and you can tell them exactly what it is. We're excited about this day. This is a national holiday, November 28th, so please don't miss your opportunity to be a part of this financial blessing. And look, I'm looking forward to on November 29th. So we're going to enlighten the words of the Commodores all night long. So I thank you all for allowing me to speak, and let's continue to keep our heads up, fish cleanse, and free them all.
Free them all. Appreciate you, Pastor David. He just ain't talking about it. Being about it. I guess he said him and his wife making a family affair. The events he on deck support. You know what I'm saying? So again, y'all gonna reiterate that, because a lot of times I get so caught up, we gonna put that call out for the sisters, you know. And but that's, you know, I'll put it in context again. She just turned 8. I keep on saying 19, and you know she man, unwavering. You know what I'm saying? Holding the line. And so did we get a more specific cash out? Because we had concerns last time. We didn't get that because we listen, y'all. The name we gave is a lot of names out there. Alicia Sands. So we kind of holding up. And we want to get that straight. But do us this, y'all. Hit up, get a call, the number you can call direct, see how you can send something that we're going to figure this out. Make sure you get the right one, 773-256-9450. And putting out, no, okay. And if you're going to get through, do the $ say the Hampton House and put in the notes. Tell us, cash at $ say the Hampton House. Happy birthday to Mother Comrade. Send some, do it that way too. Say the Hampton House and put in the notes. Birthday to Mother Comrade. Then ideally, if you come on through that yourself, you know what I'm saying, man, I had a little injury the other day with my foot the other day. So I hope I can do the stepping, because I won't get my step on. You know what I'm saying?
I'll pray for you, brother.
I got to get my step on, man. It's going down. And, you know what I'm saying, y'all get y'all some rest in that Monday. I know people going to be still kind of sluggish, you know what I'm saying? They breaking bread, all that stuff, you know, eating tonight, tomorrow. Get your rest on Monday, y'all, because Tuesday, man, and we're going to get it in, man, you know what I'm saying? Real talking up. I'm fortunate, we fortunate, you know what I'm saying? Because to be able to serve the people in any type of conversations, man. And, you know, and this is just it's terrible to find, because I don't want to romanticize. I think romanticize revolution or devalue the conditions that we are subjected to. But we can't, you know what I'm saying, we can get bogged down and beat down with that, you know what I'm saying. But also, we fight back, you know what I'm saying. We got some real deal, real models, you know what I'm saying, in our community, you know what I'm saying. And, like, people who, they live, man. I just you know, through Harold Davis, you know what I'm saying. That's how I know Brother Pastor Davis, you know what I'm saying. And it's a difference between living and existing. You know what I'm saying? You come in, do the time, it is what it is. And catch, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, black cats, you know what I'm saying, they can't make no mark in history, though. But that impact, I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? And quality time outweighs quantity time. And I'm just a flashback in that. You know? As a matter of fact, I'm going to go look at my old episode of Butt Naked Truth, too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen.
You know, y'all pull it up. You know, get to YouTube, pull it up, man. Good. If you got a car, yeah, go work. If you got a hit, well, they should get y'all a day off tomorrow, I guess, you know. So, because you're going to be up on one episode, you get another episode, and, you know, so you're going to be watching that. And then, again, y'all come on in. I just, again, appreciate y'all. Appreciate Pastor David. So, again, we're going to go with that Cash App dollar sign, save the Hampton House, put in the notes for Mother, you know, Mother Comrade's birthday. And also, if you come on through yourself, 113th of Racine, right in that corner, old bank building. Pull up in there, 113-0-0. I was saying like that, because Mother Curry be cracking on shit. You got to see the right address. I'd be like, you know, right on 79th Street, right on 43rd Street, you know what I'm saying? Down the street from the abandoned building. You know, that's how I be talking like that. But 113-0-0 South Racine, y'all. That's Tuesday night. I think 9 o'clock we're going to be there. And, man, y'all come on and have a good time, man. I just want to just say shout out again to all the people, the organizations, you know what I'm saying, the work that's happening here. Because, you know, it's one thing to be under attack, but it's another thing to be fighting back. That's what's happening, y'all. So with that being said, y'all keep y'all heads. So again, Cash App dollar sign, stay at Hampton House, put in the notes for Mother Comrade's birthday. They come on through, put something in their hand, you know what I'm saying? They got the regular party they do on Tuesday. Money, Brother Robert's joint. Then they do $10, like a little cool, laid back atmosphere. You know, so have something for the time for Mother Comrade too for her birthday, man. You know what I'm saying? That's big kitchen. That's then go after that. You're for December 4th, International Revolutionary Day. I gotta hear that tomorrow. Though, but again, for those who ain't got no food tomorrow, that's any day really. I got word the refrigerator is restocked. I got word also. Let me think also, we are all of a sudden, so they're gonna cut the electric up at the Hampton House. Man, the people, shout out to Ben, Erica, and the other four. They said we need a special piece, another meter that he put on there. And the people came together, they got that meter called, got that meter together, so with that meter up, you know. So I just, again, without the people, man, this work is impossible. So I just appreciate y'all. Real talk, love, respect. All right, take us out with some fast days, man. Love and respect. I'm gonna see you, man. You and the family soon. At the latest on the birthday. Those in the county jail who I don't know if y'all trying to call in, man. If y'all here, man, we love y'all, man. You on our minds and hearts, man. Man, keep your ears out with this, because we love y'all, man. So y'all make sure y'all chat back in with us next Wednesday, man. Again, man, free them all. I'm going to take a bell. Get some foot tickets out, sis. Don't worry.
Bring them up, baby.
Come on, call me when you come out there.
I guess, Beth.
It's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you got to keep your sense of humor. You got to be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Addicted to paper tracks, pictures of action, playback, in the midst of
young black male. Some see me stranded in this land of hell, jail and crack sales. Fuck up this hardly think of culture or the repercussions by busting on backstabbing vultures. Selling my soul for material wishes, fast cars and bitches. Wishing I live my life a legend, immortalized in pictures. Watch that kid say your sympathy. My childhood years was spent burying my peers in the cemetery. Here's a message to the newborns waiting to breathe. If you believe then you can achieve, just look at me against all odds. Though life is hard for carry on, living in the projects, broke with no lights on. To all the seeds that follow me, protect your essence. Born with less, but you still precious. Just smile for me now.
Thought slowly upon phrases I rush, and I can walk through the days that are done. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a nigga who was strong in the game, overlooking his tomorrows and it finally came? Look back on childhood for a reason, I'm still feeling the same. Turning circles in my ninth grade, dealing cocaine. Too many houses in my local life, vibes are strange. And a man without a focus like could drive me insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed. But when I focus on reality, we broken and changed. Had a dream of living wealthy and making it big. Over football, told to cook raw and taking it big. And after all, my mama's thanking God for blessing the child. All my mama got to do now is collect it and smile. Smile. Seeds and unanswered questions keep us all stressed and curious. G's backstabbed and bleed, crooked thoughts laced with weed. Learning, ducking straight shots, bullets be hot, stay burning, inhaling sherm smoke. Visualize the flames, will I be smothered by my own pain? Strange witness, cowards conversate, so quick to distance. Taking pictures for the feds and desperate hopes they get it. Hit us all, give us plenty centuries, forgive my sins. Since I ain't at many penitentiaries, the best revenge is fuck friends. We military minds and soldiers, busting shot blindly, trying to find Jehovah to help me. Somebody save me, lost and crazy, scared to drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursed my baby. Maybe now niggas feel me now, pitching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. But still I smell, nigga.
And now a moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away, they're there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, the hope it leads to eternal life. We say the prayer for the homie Pop.
Smile, mommy.